Hey there, Chris Sanchez. I would say my let's get to it, but I'm a little sad. Let me tell you why. Here in Los Angeles, Chicago as well, Miami, New York, you know, densely populated cities, you'll hear about deaths or attempted murders or crimes as if they were nothing. So, I was looking at the news today, on my way to the doctor, by the way. I am injured. I might be out for work for about maybe a week or so. Hopefully, I'll get better. Got some anti-inflammatory pain meds. So, should be good to go. I'm not fretting so much about that. What I am fretting about in this particular rant is about this piece of shit and the multiple pieces of scum that linger on this earth. I, for one, cannot stand this. It is said that it's not our call, it is not our right to eliminate these type of people. Unfortunately, I don't really see it that way in this case. So let me tell you why I'm pissed. KTLA-5 actually released a photo of a man who stabbed a boy fatally walking his mother to the laundromat in the city of Linwood. I used to live in Linwood about 2 years ago. This kid got stabbed in the same laundromat that I used to go to when I was younger. Holy shit. Holy shit. I mean, look at... This is just disturbing. This is disgusting to know that there's a photo of a man wearing a red cap riding around in a bicycle. Keep in mind, they say he's about 25, 40 years old. How does one have the gall, have the audacity, allows himself to be that bold to attack a young man, a 16-year-old boy who probably might not have a job, who probably doesn't understand finances, who probably doesn't understand what it's like to be an adult? How does one rationalize that? How does one wrap their mind around that? I sure as hell can't. And the countless crimes that occur around the world, especially involving children. Now here as a country, we are also subjective to being the perpetrators, to being the attackers, the aggressors ourselves. I'm shooting on this country as well, but as I'll probably rant about it later on, this is about the local scum that run around and permeate the air with their stench. 45-year-old man, thin build, multiple tattoos, seen riding a bicycle. When you see men like that, you can't help but to feel scared, to feel almost as they'll pull a knife on you, to pull a gun out and murder you in front of your loved ones. This 16-year-old kid had no gang affiliations. I know I've mentioned before that our choices are our own. That boy probably had the choice to run away. But then again, there's some complexity to the whole choosing what life you want to live, what it leads to. And there's some complexities that cannot be solved right away. That boy had most likely nowhere to go. I'm not sure if God was in charge of that, if God wanted that to happen. I'm still a little shaky about those plans myself. But to these scum out there, I hope you know your judgment day is coming. You will pay for these atrocities. And make no mistake, make no fucking mistake, whatever punishment you receive, it's too good for your bitch ass.